morning for our short devotions, I want to talk a little bit about choices. Choices that we make, choices that you make every day, every hour, every minute. We do make choices virtually every minute of our waking lives. A lot of the choices we make aren't extremely important. You did make a choice to come to church, and then God will bless you for it. But there are choices that we have. There's a lot of choices that are very important that have a lot of long-lasting effects on our lives and on others' lives also. I want to read a little bit from Proverbs, the first chapter. I'm just going to read the first 19 verses. It's talking about wisdom and wisdom in choices keeping someone from disaster. Proverbs chapter 1, the proverb of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. To give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. To wise men will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and the dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For there shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those who go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot amongst us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood, and they lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Choices that we make daily. There's some points I like to bring out. When you're faced with choices, like I said, not all the choices are very important, but we do make a lot of choices that are extremely important. And a question to ask on a hard choice is, does it help us witness for Christ? That's something that was brought up to me in studying this, is looking at choices that I make. Does it help in my witness of Christ? All right, another one is, what is my motivation? Why are we making this choice? Is it for ourselves or is it for others? In Corinthians chapter 9, 23, it says, and this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. All right, another one is it best? And is it helpful? If you're making a choice, is it the best choice? There's also a verse in Corinthians that says, chapter 10, verse 23, that talks about that, you know, that we may be allowed to do things. We may be allowed to, you know, the choices that we make, the things that we do. But is it best? Is it expedient? Is it the wisest of choices? Is it helpful? All right, number four, with my choices, am I acting lovingly or selfishly? And that's a question we can ask for any choices that we make. Is it out of love or is it out of selfishness? And then number five, does it glorify God? 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31 says, wherefore, therefore, ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. So we see that a lot of the choices that we have long-standing effects, and what are they, and what are the motivation behind them? And that's a lot of things that we've talked about quite a bit. I know in the classes and everything is your motivation and what's in your heart when you make your choices, when you on whatever you do, what's in your heart? Why are you making these choices? So a lot of choices that we make, like getting up every morning, you know, they don't have a right or wrong attached to them. But there are a lot of them that have a lasting effect. And one last thing is, are we encouraging someone? Are we discouraging someone with our choices? I want to read a verse in John, chapter 15, verse 16. We're talking about choices. This is a choice that Jesus made. It says, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you." So that was a choice that was made for us. We were chosen by God. Okay, that's all I have. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, I thank you, dear Lord, for giving us a good day today. I thank you for bringing us here safely. I just thank you for each one here. Just bless them. Be with Marcus as he brings the message this morning. Just anoint his lips and speak to us through him. Just to watch over us today and be with the ones who aren't here, wherever they're at. Just be close to them and give them a good day also. Be with us in Jesus' name. Amen.